Welcome to Hug Nation. I'm Halcyon. Grab a chair. This is the new track, It Matters, featuring Halcyon. Am I proud? Yeah, proud enough to risk copyright jail to share it with you.
Change the world. He changed all of these people's world and changed the way that they changed the world. And I felt like, it felt like a powerful affirmation that it matters.
It matters. All right, that's about all I should play of that before, so I don't upset the gods of copyright and licensing, etc. Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about my trip to Florida for Love Burn and my best day ever. I'd kind of like to get in the habit of having best day ever be what my watch says at all times. But every once in a while, you've got a day, 24 hours, maybe a little less, a little longer, that just so many awesome things happen that you just start to feel like I'm in the flow. And I wanted to share this magical day because I love you. And I don't know how to do this life thing without sharing excessively, so bear with me. So my day starts off, this is on Thursday, last Thursday, and let's say best day ever is a 48-hour period. Is that fair? We'll say best period of time ever. And so I started, Wednesday, I met with all of my coaching clients, all of the Pink Path participants, and it's so exciting for me and so energizing for me to go into these relationships with people and to learn from them and go deep with them and reflect from them and just be inspired by the courageous, heroic warrior's journey that everybody is on and being a part of people's journey as they go deep and stretch into those places. So that was the pre to the best day ever. So that was all day Wednesday. So Thursday I wake up and it's my travel day to go to Love Burn in Miami. And the weather forecast was that it was going to be rainy all weekend. So I'd been a little stressed about that. Did some last minute repacking of things, but really was kind of like, well, we'll see how it goes. So as I'm getting ready to pack and getting ready to head to the airport, the first thing, I get a notification from this Italian group that I have been having Facebook video chats with, K Street Radio, is that what they're called? K Street Radio TV in Italy. And we had this very entertaining video chat where neither one of us really communicated that well. I take it back. Their English was exceptional compared to my Italian, but compared to my Italian, anything would be exceptional. So they wanted to rebroadcast Hug Nation videos in Italy with Italian subtitles, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And so they had me record like a little promo piece where I said ciao, and things like that. And they sent me the promo video and kind of made this announcement that John Halcyon coming soon on K Street Radio TV. It's like, that's so cool. What a cool thing. So that was first thing happened that day. Then I get a note from Robin, this amazing woman who I've known for a while through the burn and local things, actually did a Facebook Live interview with her last year before the burn, Robin McClintock, and she does all sorts of work in Tibet. And years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, she brought a lama, Lama Jampa, I believe, Lama Jampa, to Burning Man, all the way from the other side of the world. And while he was at Burning Man, he visited Pink Heart, and we had this really cool summit, this really cool just like dialogue underneath on a pink fur couches and talked about perspectives in the world. And so Robin sent me a note saying, hey, Lama Jampa is coming to Burning Man again and would love to camp with Pink Heart. I'm like, are you kidding me? Of course. Pinkheart needs a llama. So that was another just like so cool. I was so excited that that was going to be a part of this journey. We're trying to be more inclusive and facilitate more foreign burners to experience Burning Man and bring him into our camp when possible, when the vibe is right. And this just seemed like such a cool thing. And then Robin and her husband's going to be with us, and they're just huge-hearted people. Robin is often here during the live broadcast, so you may know Robin if you are a frequent participant here. Okay, so that's the next awesome thing that happens. Then I get the Jackrabbit Speaks came out, which is the Burning Man official newsletter. And they had a link to my most recent post, which was an interview with the temple builder. And for me, getting a mention in the Jackrabbit Speaks is kind of like, you know, Pulitzer Prize or getting in the New York Times or something like that. I mean, that's like super exciting for me. Not only is it exciting to just get linked, but I was really proud of this interview. If you haven't watched it, I encourage you to do so, because there always is, but there has been some criticism of this year's temple. The original photos looked a little simple compared to some of the ornate things in the past. And for whatever reason, people like to impose onto someone else's expression the way they think things should be, which is so hilarious to me in a Burning Man context. Even got into kind of a little bit of an argument with someone online who is saying, well, I certainly just hope this temple honors the tradition. I'm like, the tradition? There didn't used to be a temple. And the tradition of Burning Man is that if you don't like something, you make something better. You don't criticize and be a... Okay, anyway, I'm getting off track. But so I was really proud of this interview because I had a number of people tell me after they listened to it, they're like, you know what? I wasn't 100% on the temple. And then I listened to the interview and I heard the insight and I heard who this guy was and what he was trying to do and all of the different things that went into his process of designing this thing. And by the end of the interview, I was like, this is the guy, this is the temple, this is perfect. And I felt the same way. I'm like, that's how I felt after I talked to him. And so I felt really good that I had, you know, you might not know this about me, but sometimes I have a tendency to be a little bit, me-focused, get up on the stage with the microphone, look at me. So I was proud that in this context, I gave someone else a platform and gave them the ability to share something that I thought went really well. And then, I paid to have it transcript done because I didn't want people with hearing issues not to be able to enjoy the interview. And so I felt literally like my ducks were in order. I did a good job and Jackrabbit Speaks. So that was another thing. I'm like, yes, that was awesome. Then, what else happened that day? The song was released. It Matters, that song that I was just playing by Disguise. It was released after this kind of launching period of doing graphics and teasers and Instagram posts. He launched the official song, made it a free download called It Matters featuring Halcyon. And the way he explained it to me was it's a song he'd been working on for months and months. And then as he was working on it, he was also listening to a podcast or Hugnation. And it was one where I was talking about Nick, who killed himself last year. And one of the things that I talked about during it was that, you know, when you really pursue your heart, when you allow yourself to go into the dark places and the scary spaces and let your light to shine, it matters. And so he takes that clip, it matters. And some longer versions of the talk and then just the repeat of it matters. And it was like, I'm so freaking proud. That was so freaking cool. So that happened the same day. This is all happening. And meanwhile, I'm just traveling. I'm just having, you know, peanuts and pretzels and ginger ales. That was all I thought was going to happen that day. But no, more and more and more and more and more awesome things. Then I get there and I was a lot of things that I was worried about coordinating, like where I was going to stay the night, how I was going to go shopping. A friend hooked me up for staying the night someplace while it was raining, so that was nice. And then shopping went so easy. I got to the event so easy. I was prepared to be radically self-reliant, even in the rain. And showed up with my teeny tiny two-person tent. I'd asked my friend Mark Shays, who I did an interview with him about Love Burn a couple weeks ago, you may have seen. And I'd asked him, hey, if there's any way, since you're bringing this big truck out, if there's a way that you could maybe bring like an extra air mattress or something soft for me to sleep on, because I don't, in my carry-on, you know, on my luggage, I don't have enough for bedding as well as mattress. I had a sleeping bag. I had a two-person tent. I had everything I needed. I had my rain boots. I had a slicker. I was going to survive, but it would be awesome if I had some padding. And I showed up, asked if there was a place for me to set up my little tent. And he says, oh, you're staying in this carport with one other guy. This is your king-size mattress for you to sleep on, which they had actually spent time to raise it, put wood underneath it so it could stay out of the water just in case rain got into the carport, which it didn't. So it stayed dry. My stuff stayed dry. I got to sleep amazing. Met an awesome, cool roommate. It's like, just getting better and better and better. Wait, could it get better? Yes. Because one, I brought my rain boots, which made this potentially cold and wet weekend into something that was fun and tolerable. But you know what? I'm not even going to add that to the list. I'll just say rain boots is garnish on this amazement. But the exclamation point was that amongst all the amazing people that I got to meet, amongst all the dancing and the conversations and the affirmations and the inspirations, I got to spend time with Amy, who was just almost 7 months pregnant with my baby. With the baby that, from me sending my sperm as a donor to her almost 7 months ago. And I got to reconnect with her and feel this beautiful belly and have some conversations with her. And just, it was such a magical, unique experience amongst all this other amazing things. So I was glowing all weekend and so appreciative to everybody who helped contribute to the Love Burn community and all the pancakes that I ate and the drinks that I drank and the beats that I danced to and the hugs and the stories. It was so incredible. Just the best day ever. And as someone who recognizes and sometimes even feels guilt at times because I feel like, how come I'm not happy all the time, considering how much work I've done, that if I'm gonna acknowledge the struggles, then I'm gonna celebrate the wins. And this last week was a win, yeah! So thanks for letting me share. Hopefully you had a win, or if not a win, I hope the struggle was towards something that matters. That was something that I talked at length about with Amy, is that, you know, life is not about avoiding struggle. Life is about putting your energy towards struggles that matter, because it matters. It matters. It kept coming up over and over. Like, one of the things that was, I feel so blessed to be a part of the Burning Man community and to have invested so much of my energy and time and talents into. Talents, not traditional talents in the way, like, I'm not a builder, I'm not a performer, I'm not a flow artist, but I have a total passion for trying to express the magic of this community and the power of the 10 principles and the significance of the supportive Burning Man community on the individuals and then on the world as a whole. Someone went up to me and they said, oh, you're like a Burning Man celebrity. And I said, oh, no, I'm a Burning Man zealot. But Burning Man has changed my life, and through me, changes the world. I think I can stand by that statement. I think I'm okay with that. And, you know, so over and over, because I got to meet all these burners who have been on their own journey of discovery and growth, and often Burning Man plays a big part of it, and sometimes my videos have played a part of it. And, you know, more than I deserve, I guess people said, thank you. You know, like, you've made a difference in my journey. And to have that kind of, that reminder, that affirmation that it matters. So let's have a hug. Wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders and appreciate your struggles and know that it matters. And give yourself forgiveness for when you're hard on yourself, and forgiveness for others when they seem to be out of alignment. And let's just take three breaths together, remembering the good times, the struggles, and the gift of this life, all together as part of one cosmic organism, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Ready? On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. It matters.